This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Great to be with you. The name Mark Donaldson may mean something to you. In January 2009, the Victoria Cross Medal was given to Mark for remarkable acts of bravery at war. It was awarded for the first time in Australia for 40 years. Quite remarkable, really. Mark was an SAS soldier serving in Afghanistan, fighting for his country, and one day his convoy came under heavy fire from Taliban militants. But what he did next was quite extraordinary. It was September 2008. He risked his own life. He saw an Afghani interpreter lying on the ground, and Mark ran across 80 metres of open ground while being fired upon, and he carried this interpreter's safety. So this courageous thing, this act, saved the man's life. And Mark Donaldson was asked, "Why did you do this?" And he humbly replied, "I'm a soldier. It's instinct. It's natural. I just saw him there. I went over and got him. That was it." Now, that's certainly not natural behaviour, I guess, for an average person. By any stretch of the imagination, what that trooper did was just amazing, unselfish, brave. He risked his own life to save another man who had no hope against enemy fire. There are three things that you can do with your life. You can waste it, you can spend it, or you can invest it. And the best use of your life is to invest your life in something that will outlast you. And for our men and women in combat, like Mark and others, they're investing their life and their years of defence for their country to save lives, putting lives at risk. And of course, regrettably, some are killed. But the worst thing you can do is to live for today and just live for yourself. And I love what the New Testament says from the mouth of Paul, the apostle, in Philippians chapter 2. And he says this: "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others." So the Apostle Paul said simply, be genuinely concerned about others. Our world, where you live, is in desperate need of people who are prepared to love others. Some great things happen when you are genuinely concerned about others. First of all, you begin to forget about your own problems. You know, we don't realize, we think that, you know, I'm having trouble. I need to do something for me. You know, I've got to look after myself. But that's not the answer, because the Bible and psychologists are learning that the quickest way to get rid of our troubles is to become involved in helping somebody else. I mean, this goes way back. Isaiah, the prophet, knew this. He said in Isaiah 58, verse 10 and 12, "If you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs and strengthen your frame." And the second thing I want to say today is that when you're genuinely concerned about others, you'll find that when you're in trouble, these people will be good friends. They'll respect you. That's a very nice thing to do. There's an amazing scene at the end of the 1996 movie Marvin's Room, and you've got Bessie, who's played by Diane Keaton, and she's cared for her ill father and her aunt for 20 years. And after learning that she's got leukemia, she receives a visit from Lee, her sister, who was played by Meryl Streep. They don't get on very well. And Bessie says to Lee, "I've been lucky to have had so much love in my life." Lee says, "Yes, her father and her aunt really do love her." But that's not really what Bessie was saying. You see, her sister didn't understand. Bessie meant she's lucky to be loved. She means she's lucky that she's had so much love to give to others. That's an interesting way of putting it. You can say, "I can't love everybody. I can't risk my own life." No, in your own strength, that's not possible. But when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, you know that His love is poured into your life through the Holy Spirit. It's He who does the impossible. You mightn't feel like wanting to live for others or love other people, but that's what God can do for you. It's in the essence of Christianity. C.S. Lewis says, "Don't waste your time bothering whether you love your neighbor. Just go and do it. Act as if you did." And when we are behaving as if, he says, you love someone, you will come to love him. Thank you, Lord. This is the essence of Christianity. Help me today, Lord, to put it into practice. Amen.